Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Sane. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Johnny Sane. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting second. The center fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting sixth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Lark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Pote. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ray Pote. And now, play ball. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball four. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Torgerson. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Torgerson steals second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon takes first base on ball four. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell bunts in front of the plate. Westrum juggles the ball. That's an error on Westrum. Stanky moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields it and throws to second for the out. Stanky moves to third. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Elliott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0 Braves. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Braves. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 1 in the game. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sheldon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0 for 1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0 for 1 in the game. Sain bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sane fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mize moves to second. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Westrum strikes out. Two outs. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-1 in the game. Lark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Torgerson moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heath bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Elliott moves to second. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0-for-2 in the game. Sockold hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. There goes Elliott trying to get to home. Marshall throws the ball into Westrum, who tags Elliott, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Holmes moves to second. It's 6-0, Braves. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Sheldon Jones. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hartung pinch runs for Bobby Thompson. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-2 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hub Andrews now pitching. Johnny Sane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sane is 0-for-1 in the game. Sane hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Stanky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a pop-up towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Braves. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 6, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Gordon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Holmes hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0-for-3 in the game. Sockold hits a line drive into right field. Marshall picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Marshall. Elliott goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Braves. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sockold. The throw from Westrum and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Westrum hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-2 in the game. Lark strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a pop-up towards first. Mize settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Sain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sain is 0-for-2 in the game. Sain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Hub Andrews. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-3 in the game. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sane juggles the ball. That's an error on Sane. Rigney moves to second. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops it up and throws to first, with Sane covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-4 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and 2 walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Elliott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torgerson moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Elliott. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Elliott steals second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Lark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sockold hits a fly ball into center field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 7, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Marshall hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Braves. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-3 in the game. Westrum strikes out. One out. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark is 0-for-3 in the game. Lark strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 7, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.